So Matt, let's take it back to the beginning. How did it all start? Where did the idea for The Simpsons come from?
The Simpsons was a fantasy of mine since I was a kid of doing an animated TV show. It's the kind of show that I would have wanted to watch when I was a young tyke. I wanted to see a bad boy on TV, and that's where the whole thing came from.
And I know it came out of the Tracy Ullman show, but quite quickly moved to a series. How surprised are you that it's 20 years later and still going strong?
Well, I naively and arrogantly thought that it would be a hit, but I did not know what that meant. And it turned out I was correct in my original assessment that it would become a hit. I didn't think that maybe adults would give it a chance. It turns out they did, and that sustained the show all these years. But the fact that little kids have supported the show and now have grown up and new little kids have come in and taken over has been really great.
What have been the highlights? Which episodes do you like the best, and which guests have really been the most outstanding for you?
One of the great things about the Simpsons is that it's a collaborative process, and we take turns with the characters. It's very easy for it to make it a Homer-centric show, because Homer is the easiest to write for. He's the goofiest character. There are more consequences to his misbehavior than other characters. He could basically cause a meltdown. But we try to actually give every character his or her moment in the spotlight. And so some of my favorite episodes have to do with Lisa. In fact, Lisa is sort of the character that sticks out the most for me. She's a sensitive one. She's probably going to grow up and escape from Springfield, and there's something very appealing about that.
Which elements of you are in which characters?
Well, there's a little bit of me in all the characters, I would think. I have to admit, even the bad stuff. You know, I told my sister Lisa, the character Lisa's named after, that Lisa is really me, and she punched me, and she said, "It's me!" And I went, "Yeah, you're right." She is sensitive and talented and all that stuff. I guess over the years, I have changed a little bit. I used to be, more like Bart. Now I'm more like Homer. But I've got a little Bart in me. I still like to harass telemarketers. Now, I don't call people and do prank phone calls. I think that's immoral. But if you stumble into my web, I will mess with you until you hang up. That's a warning.
It's 20 years. It's 20 years. What's going to happen in the future? Is it going to run and run forever? How are you anticipating it changing any? What are you going to do with it going forward?
Well, I think as long as the original cast members want to continue to do the show, I think that we'll do that. We certainly have a huge, long list of ideas that we haven't even got to yet. We've got a population of Springfield of 300 or 400 characters, so we have all sorts of other people to rely on for new stories, and I don't see any end in sight. In fact, if anything, it should expand because there are so many new formats. I mean, we should be doing online cartoons and more video games, and we've done some mobile applications, and my favorite and most recent thing, Simpsons amusement park ride, Universal, which it's like having your own special secret Simpsons episode, and if you can make it to Orlando or to Los Angeles, I highly recommend The Simpsons ride, although I have to warn you, it's scary.
Who haven't you had in the show that you'd like in the show as a guest?
You know, we have a list of people who have not been on the show yet, and we found that if we say we'd like them on the show and say it publicly, then they say no. So I can't really talk about who we haven't gotten yet. But we also have another even longer list of people who want to be on the show, and we just, it's a matter of getting around to them. It's very fun to tell an arrogant rock group, "No, not yet. Another hit single, maybe."
As television's changed, and there's been a lot of edgy stuff come out in recent years. I'm thinking about things like Family Guy, which clearly draw inspiration from Simpsons, but take it perhaps even darker and more adult than the stuff that you've done. Does that affect the way that you tell stories and the way that you approach creating each episode?
You know, what's interesting about these other TV shows, South Park, Family Guy, and so on, that are further out than The Simpsons, is it gives clarity to our mission in a way. It's that in any animated experience, there are rules that you obey, and there are certain things you do. And in old Bugs Bunny cartoons, you could walk off the edge of a cliff, and you wouldn't fall until you were aware there was nothing, no ground beneath you. So that's one.